Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We touched on this earlier. I think it is imperative to hammer home the bigger picture, because Schlittler was so dominant, so that's the focal point by many. The bigger picture is the way the Yankees played this entire series. It's something that we've been critical of this team and this organization for years. For years. Not doing the little things. Not playing clean baseball. And yet you saw it on full display how the Red Sox, a team who everybody thought was dangerous, and I think they were only dangerous because it was a three-game series and they have one of the best pitchers in the game in Crochet. Outside of that, they're no match for the Yankees. Like, the Yankees are a better team, so that's where it was scary. But you saw them beat themselves with those little mistakes. It was refreshing for a change to see somebody else do it, as opposed to the Yankees not getting to a ball, not taking the extra base, or not making the play defensively. So that is something that they're going to have to do to win a World Series,
yep.
And maybe even more so to beat Toronto. Now, I do think their power is going to be a big thing here. Boston's pitching is better than Toronto's, but Toronto's lineup is better than Boston's is. So it'll be an interesting dynamic. I think the Yankees are better balanced than both teams and are still better, but they're going to have to continue to not beat themselves, and that was refreshing to watch.
Well, think about the plays at the plate. Now, I got on Jazz a little bit the other night for not busting hump, you know, the first four or five steps, whatever. He still made it in 9.1 seconds. He barely beats the throw. Think about Cody Bellinger last night, you know, beating it by a tick. And that means you're getting good reads. That means the anticipation's there. That means the alertness is there. And again, the little subtleties of the series, of course, we'll remember, you know, whether it's the two home runs or the pitching performances. But, you know, Volpe with the double play from Williams, Volpe last night. I can't reinforce how big of a play that was by Anthony Volpe. That was a terrible throw by Jazz. And, you know, that is such a hard play. It's one thing, you know, when the ball's in the dirt, it was a fairly short hop, so it's not incredibly tough. But when you got somebody bearing down on you and you've got to get your foot on the base and keep it there, I mean, if he bobbles it, it's first and second. If he whiffs on it, it's second and third, and it's a different profile. So they are finally built differently. And I remember even when they beat the Guardians in 2022 and then got smoked by the Astros, they set records, Sal, for futility in terms of OPS and strikeouts, and they were a one-trick pony. Not anymore.
Think about it this way. The Yankees' greatest strength, I don't think anybody would argue coming into this postseason, would be their bats, right? Their power, their prowess. They just beat the Red Sox at a best of three without even displaying any of that.
I love it. Yeah, no question.
That's the point. So now you want a little balance. You did it with some pitching. You did a little bullpen. You certainly did it with defense and on the base paths. Now maybe next series you have some of that power that comes into play, but it's encouraging, or should be encouraging, outside of the dominant Schlittler start, to see the way the Yankees won this series. Chris is in Belleville, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? You know, crazy to think how long it's been since the Yankees beat the Red Sox in the playoffs. I mean, there's a whole generation of 26-year-old Red Sox fans that all they known in their life is beating the Yankees, which was the reverse of my life growing up. So great to see we could finally get the monkey off our back, even though it was a short series. Felt like a game 7. championship series. I thought last night the most important inning while I was watching was the top of the fifth.
Yep.
After the Yankees score four there in the fourth, all year when the Yankees score against the Red Sox, it seemed like they would come right back the next inning or the next two innings and score to tie the game right back up. So I thought it was huge to come back in the top of the fifth. He gave up a hit to lead off the inning, and I said, oh, man, here we go. Then I think he struck out the next two, and I can't remember how they got the third out. But I thought shutting them down right back after they came out and scored four was huge, and I felt like it sucked the life out of the Red Sox after that.
Well, there was two elements there, Chris, and thanks for the call. Obviously, you know, when you get a couple of runs, you want to go up there and put a zero to keep the train moving. But also, that was a long delay. You know, and I was, I even tweeted, I said, you know, hey, just be ready. Be ready. But like, even though he looked so good for the first four, I don't know exactly how long he was on the bench. It seemed like a 25, 28, 30-minute inning. And, you know, it's very easy to get out of the flow there. And he did give up a base hit. Who was that? Yoshida? Yeah, that was Yoshida. A couple of really good at-bats against him going the other way. That's the only one who really looked dialed in. But for him to sit there and take it all in and probably be a little antsy inwardly, you know, to go out there and then give up a hit, but then buckle down and go bang, bang, bang. That allowed the Yankees relievers to rest and get depth and all the other things that we talked about. It was huge.
He was a man possessed last night. Like we talked about it, the mentality going in, you just knew that he had the proper mentality to deal with the pressure and things like that. He was on a mission to go out there and dominate his favorite childhood team. And he did just that. Pounding the strike zone, blowing him away. So even that layoff there in that inning, nothing was going to deter Cam Schlittler from just going out there and absolutely dominating the Red Sox. Mitchell is in Fort Lee. What's up, Mitch?
Hi, guys. Hi, BT. Hi, Sal. Sal, thank you very much for the compliment last night. The Yankees won. I got to tell you something. Being at the stadium last night and watching this kid pitch last night, it was the most amazing game that I've seen in a long time at Yankee Stadium. The crowd was in it the whole time. It was electrifying. It was just enjoyable. It was really enjoyable to watch the Yankees win the game. One thing that I'm concerned about, I don't know if you guys talked about it earlier, was, is Bellinger okay? Because he looked like, with his last at bat, he looked like he might have tweaked his ankle, but he was running very hobbling out there. So I don't know if anyone brought that up at all. But
we did see that. I didn't hear anything about that in the post game. Did you, about Bellinger being a little dinged up there?
With the slide there. A little bit. They didn't get too deeply into it. Something to monitor. We'll be on it today, no doubt. They brought it up a little bit.
Okay, and then, you know, the Yankees, you know, they, even with Boone's mistake or whatever else, we go to the second round, let's get going. I've already been on the phone with my buddies. I'm heading out tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. I'm going to Toronto.
Wow.
You're driving or you're taking a point? You're flying.
He's driving.
Right now I'm driving, but I'm going to be home in about 15 minutes. I'm going to pull there and see what kind of flight I can get.
No, I mean, are you driving to Toronto? Not are you literally driving right now?
Sal, I said I'm going home. I'm going to call the airlines. I'm driving right now, but if I can get a cheap flight or a reasonable flight, I'm going to fly tomorrow morning.
Wow.
And I already got the hotel room. I'm staying at Toronto's, right in the stadium. It's a Marriott, right connected to the hotel. I can't stay in the hotel. Sal, you know how much they wanted for the hotel room?
How much?
To watch the game from your hotel. They wanted $2,900 for the night.
That's insane. Mm. Let me just say this, Mitch, before I forget, because I want to get ahead of things here, and we know you're busy with the Yankees playoff schedule. My wife did remind me yesterday, you know, the calendar turns to October. You start to think about the holidays. You got to carve out some time to go pick up my Christmas tree again this year, okay?
I thought you were going to tell them to scoop up the leaves.
No problem. Sal, when you're at it, I need some sweatshirts from your buddy.
I'll get you the shirts. Mitch is looking for some shirts. Thanks for the call, Mitch.
He's out of his mind. I mean, he's texted me last night, and he's sending me pictures of sushi and prime rib and black and white cookies. I mean, it's amazing. He's going to Toronto. That's great.
I could almost feel the tears of joy from Mitch through the text last night. Like, I saw this kid pitch a great game last night, man. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, congrats, Mitch. All right. Congrats. Meanwhile, I'm trying to deal with it. Like, geez, here we go again. Buckle up. Yankees going on a big run here. But Mitch is all excited about it. All right. Rob is in New London, Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going today?
What up, Rob?
Hey, so, look, Schlittler, got to admit something to you. I'd really never seen him pitch or even heard about him in the farm system, and I'd like to consider myself, you know, up to speed on the Yankees. But what I saw last night was equivalent of, it's like a secret weapon. It's almost like a third state acquired a nuke in the middle of a game, and it destabilizes everything. So what I'm saying with that is that you can forget about all the predictions prior, and I don't think Toronto stands a chance against this now. I mean, we not only is Schlittler good, he's a stopper. You cannot duplicate that kind of power.
No, hold on. So, Rob, hold on one sec, though, Rob. So, yeah. Rob, all right, first of all, Toronto handled the Yankees pretty well this year. I think it's going to be a good series. Well, I do like the Yankees to win, but hold on. Luis Hill's going game one. Now, Luis Hill's got good stuff, but if Luis Hill goes out there and gets bounced around and the Yankees...
They need the bats this series.
They got to wake up. And the Yankees lose 7-4, 7-5. I'm not saying that he's not going to pitch well, but if he doesn't, that changes the profile of the series because you might not get back to Schlittler because it would then be Fried and Rodon, which I'd also feel good about, but one game at a time.
Yeah, right.
No. First of all, I'm talking about long term. I mean, the guy, what I saw is like, forget about
even
the
worse,
series.
Even worse, one season at a time.
The guy's a stud, but okay.
He is a stud. Well,
he was a stud last night, and there are reasons to believe that he can be a stud, but there are no guarantees. Okay. Like, it's not like he's done this before.
I understand that. Okay. I understand that. I'm just saying, first of all, you know, I mean, I'm a little positive. I mean,
there you
it's
go.
Good to be positive today, right?
Positive
so
Robbie.
I do feel good about that. I don't want to be too hyperbolic, but he's good, okay? So, but I'm not impressed by Toronto. I mean, I've watched them play the last, I don't know, 10 days, and I think, Sal, you know, I love you, but you're way out. I don't worry about Toronto at all. I think Toronto is,
they're a paper tiger.
Where
are you getting that I said worry about Toronto?
I don't know. About 20 minutes ago, you said something that
I think they're better than Boston. That's what I said. I still said it.
I don't think they're better than. I don't think they're better than Boston.
But Rob,
what have you looked at?
Rob, there's a difference between saying that. First of all, they won the division. How's that for starters?
I understand. Yeah, I know. But
how many games did the Blue Jays win? How many games did the Red Sox win? So that's one thing that I'm looking at. Number two,
you got me. I'm not trying to, Rob, hold on a second. Right now,
Toronto had a bye. They didn't play. The Red Sox lineup stinks. The Red Sox couldn't catch
Toronto,
a fly. Rob, the Red Sox couldn't. The Red Sox couldn't catch a fly ball, and their lineup stinks. Now, I believe the Yankees were going to win the division. I was obviously proven wrong. I think the Yankees are going to beat the Blue.
Yeah, that stunk, didn't it?
Okay, I think the Yankees are going to beat Toronto. All I said was, BT, that I think their lineup is more dangerous. I don't think they're
that's
pitching.
That's not even close to Toronto's lineup to the Red Sox.
That's it. Now, I don't think their pitching is as good as
it's
Boston.
Not.
So the Yankees are going to score some runs. That's all we're saying. I don't think Toronto's, I shouldn't say that they're not a threat. They are a threat, but I think the Yankees are better than them.
So do I. It's going to give me a little pause based on the way the Yankees looked a lot against Toronto this year. But you go back to the early part when Toronto, that certainly the four-game sweep up there, they had a lot of balls on the on the left side of the infield, this pre-McMahon. And they ran wild on the Yankees. Now, they could hit. I mean, if Vlad Guerrero goes bonkers, if Springer goes bonkers, if Kirk goes bonkers, like, they are a threat. they're going to hit more than Boston. I don't think they're going to pitch like Boston, so, and that's where the advantage comes in for the Yankees.
So, and in the postseason, when you've seen this now, we've been experienced with this before. First of all, Toronto's proven absolutely nothing in the postseason. That's number one. Number two, when you're trying to go through that Yankee lineup and get big outs with your life on the line in these games, who the hell is doing that on the Blue Jays pitching staff? Now, I'll admit, I'm not watching them every single game. I just don't trust them to shut down the Yankee lineup, which is why I believe the Yankees were ultimately going to win the division. That proved to be incorrect. Tie goes to the Blue Jays because they beat the Yankees in the regular season. I think the Yankees are going to get revenge on the Blue Jays. All the smack talk that everybody talked about with Toronto, all the nonsense that went on. At the end of the day, I don't believe the Blue Jays have the sack or the talent to beat the Yankees. That's how I stand. So I think the Yankees' bats are going to come to life in this series. And then maybe in the CSBT, the Yankees are going to have to do it more so with the pitching and the defense versus a team like, let's say, Seattle or Detroit, whoever they face there. Maybe World Series, different story. This series, I think they're going to have to mash, and I think that they will.
And they're favored. Yeah, I just checked. The Yankees minus 150 to win. Toronto's plus 130. So fairly close. And you would think if the Yankees had the home field advantage here, which they don't. You know, maybe the Yankees, maybe it's juiced up to minus 160 or 170, but the Yankees are favored, and I think that they should be. Now you got to go out, you got
to
get it, let's go.
I don't think we're seeing a game five in this. I think that's how much better the Yankees are than the Jays. I think they'll get at least one there,
yeah.
And I don't think the Blue Jays are coming to Yankee Stadium and getting a game.
I'll take that. I will absolutely take it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.